The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. This is your talk radio station, your town hall of the air. We got lots of stuff to talk about today before the chief of police comes on at 8 o'clock. 7:05 in the morning news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, Linda, is on assignment this morning.
And hello, good Sue. Morning, Carl. I was waiting. How are you? You look all ready for Hawaii.
This is the closest I'm going to get to Hawaii this year with
that
the
is
shirt.
A good looking
we painted,
shirt.
We happened to paint the house, and then we're up. You know, the sprinkler system is being renovated because we have hoses. This house has been there a long time. There are sprinklers and hoses running in places. Some of them, we have no idea what turns them on, what turns them off anymore because one of the systems went down. And the guy who was in there yesterday, really good guy, he goes, I'm not sure what turns this other stuff on. He says, I've tracked it back, but it kind of just ends there. He says, and then these out here, they don't have wires to them at all. And I said, yeah, I knew that. You know, that's where the dog goes out and poops. So, but he's really good. His name's Kevin. I'm not going to give you his name because we're going to keep him working really busy because everybody want to hire him and like they do everybody else around here. When you get somebody that does a good job.
You don't want to let them go and you don't want to give them, you know.
You don't want to give out their names, but yet you want them to work.
Right.
But then, you know, it's like having your dog sitter and your house sitter. We gave out her name to some friends. Well, they, of course, want to use her too. But we always have first right of refusal.
Oh, there you go. That is great. Well, today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny and a high of 97 and a low of 69. Tomorrow, 97 degrees with lows dropping down to 65. Then for Friday, a high of 95 with lows in the 60s once again. And for the weekend, it's going to be gorgeous. A high of right around 90 for Saturday, 87 for Sunday, lows dropping in the 60s. It's currently mostly clear in downtown Redding, Red Bluff, 65, 64 in Anderson, 62 in the city of Shasta Lake. And it's 63 degrees in downtown Redding.
Wow.
So just a gorgeous weekend in store. And we were expecting possible thunderstorms later on tonight, lightning, nothing. They're saying no. Well, however, we are seeing quite a few earthquakes in the North Valley lately. How crazy is that?
36 earthquakes up here in Northern California. Little ones, you know, little ones. But still, does this mean, why don't you look this up? Does this mean we're going to get the big one? We have 36 small ones, a big one, and then 36 small ones again?
I will look it up.
Why don't you look that one up? Okay, hey, I have asked our listeners out there, what happened last night at the city council in Solar? I know there's a number of people out there that went to that. We were unable to go to that one, to the city council meeting last night, but I would like to hear what happened when the question of solar power came up. Was it voted on last night? Did they decide that they were going to look at it one more time and get some more input, or was it passed? And what about the people who already have solar? Were they going to be, since this was going to have an impact on bottom lines, were they going to be able to, were they going to be grandfathered in? So if you were listening, if you were at the city council last night, I know there are many of you that are, I might even call one of the city council people and wake them up this morning and see if they'll come on. It was remiss of me, but we were busy working. I'm telling you, you know, people are talking about going on vacations. My vacation is sitting there on the side of the house. I go up every so often and I look at it. And I go, ooh, could have been Montana. Nope, it's laying there on the side of the house. Two coats of paint. And Eagle Eye Painting did such a great job. What can I say? You guys are, those guys, like Linda still talks about them, the rock stars of painting. So, anyway. Okay, Dorian, Hurricane Dorian is down to a Cat 2, but it's still running at 105 miles per hour. It has touched on, it has gone by Florida, but it's left 18,000 people without power. Now it's kind of sliding its way up along the, if you look at the model they have, it's sliding its way up the coast, South Carolina. It may veer into North Carolina. It's got rains of 10 to 12 inches. It's just inundating everybody there. But it is down to 105, but it gusts up to maybe 120. But that's still hurricane force winds. And if you've ever been in 105 mile an hour winds, which I have been, they just, you know, sometimes you'll watch it take bark off trees. I know it's hard to believe, but you see it strip bark off trees in Okinawa when the typhoon came through there. I have not been in a hurricane here in the United States, but I've been through several typhoons in the South China Seas. I've seen, and when the waves are running and the ships are out, we're trying to get out, I've seen water come across the deck of a landing helicopter assault ship, which is the size of a World War II aircraft carrier in the seas. I've watched destroyers. They just seem like they just, oh, there it was. Then it was gone. I couldn't imagine trying to walk on the decks of the, on the inside of the passageways on a destroyer that's twisting like that. You had to be walking on the sides of the walls, you know, because it was twisting and turning and rocking like that. The Crocodile Rock.
There you go. I'll have to find that song. That's a good one. Sir Elton John.
We watched Rocket Man the other night.
How was it? I haven't seen it yet.
You know what? It's really, really a good movie. I read about it. What I do is, after I see the movie, I read about, like, I read about Elton John and his life. And how much of the movie, you know, a lot of times they take dramatic, you know, they make it into a drama. But it appears that it wasn't quite, you know, it wasn't quite as bad, at least when Elton John is talking about it, as it portrays in the movie. But his father was cold toward him. And then Elton was, of course, coming up and didn't know he was gay. His mom knew he was gay. And when he came out finally, he was right before a big concert, and he told her he was gay. And she says, well, I've known that for years. But she was kind of cold, too, so you can't tell if she just, you know, if that's the way it was. She said, but you'll be lonely the rest of your life, told him that.
See, that people just don't know. Yeah. I mean,
well,
they just don't.
He's been with the same guy now for like 26 years.
There you go.
And,
I couldn't even imagine how hard it was for him.
They had two children with a surrogate mother. And of course, he was married, but that was a sham. And he got married because he liked the girl. But the music in it, the music in the movie, of course, is Elton John music. So, you know, it's a fabric of our country. It's a fabric of us growing up back in that time. I don't think he's had any big things lately. But back then, you know, he was, you know, the Crocodile Rock, all the other different ones he did that were just, you know, he had more number one hits in a row. He sold more records than anybody. And he's going through this, and then he gets into the drugs. And he gets heavy into drugs, and he took so much cocaine at one time, his heart started having, it was like he had a heart attack. And his manager, the guy that also managed Queens, put him back up on the stage like 2 weeks later. Well, they did not have a good relationship. They were also lovers, and which could have been part of it. But the movie itself was one of a man that overcame things. That changed the American rock scene. And the biggest part of this, I think, for Rocket Man, and I think you'll enjoy it, is his relationship with the guy that wrote the lyrics. The guy that wrote the lyrics was his best friend. They never argued. They never argued about music. He says, in fact, I don't remember ever having an argument with Elton. And it was... And, you know, they had this partnership for the whole time. They still are partners in it. And that was remarkable, too. And he was there for Elton when Elton was in the rehab center and all this. But they never had an argument. And he was straight and married and kids and all this. So his name was Billy something or other.
Topin?
Yeah, Topin. Bill Topin. So that whole relationship was good to see that he was for him the whole time. And Elton tested him a few times. He tested him a few times.
You think he would? No, just kidding.
No. I don't mean test. I meant tested their friendship.
Oh, yes.
Tested
definitely.
Their friendship several times. And only because he was going through the throes of drugs and alcohol and sex and all these things that were going on in his life. But, you know, if you're looking for a, a, a and it's a different. It's not like A Star Is Born. It's not like Bohemian Rhapsody. It's almost like a musical. You think it's going to be a musical at first, you know, but it's not. They get in, then get in, and then. But the music is great. How could it not be great?
Okay, there's one thing. I wanted to know, like, how in-depth it is about how they took his sexuality, because that's where I had a lot of friends not wanting to see the movie because of how deep, or was that just part of it? You know what I mean?
No. It was a part of it.
But the music, I really hope they focused it on, his music.
But that's just part of his life. He's homosexual.
Right.
And he didn't know it. Well, I think he always knew it, mm-hmm. but he didn't. You know, it was one of those things that he was a working class lad out of this part of England. He took his name from one of the other members of the first band he was in, whose name was Elton. He says, "I'm changing my name to Elton." He says, and his band member says, "That's my name." He goes, "Yeah, I like your name." And then he picked John from John Lennon, Elton John. That's how he got his name.
Absolutely, and his partner Bernie Taupin. I wasn't sure, but that's
is that
it.
Bernie
it's
Bill?
Bernie Taupin.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I thought it was Bernie.
But yeah, I had you know so many people that said, yeah, the music is great, and
well,
you know, I'm just wondering. Well, of course, I mean, it's a movie, you know,
yeah.
And it's exactly.
Well, but there's I mean, it lasts all of like 15 seconds,
okay,
like that. Two
well,
guys.
See, and that's the thing. I mean, because I'm getting conflicting reports, and I'm thinking, you know, I really want to see it because I've always been just, I love the music, and not knowing, you know, because I hadn't seen it yet. But there's so many movies out now that they're doing one right after another about all of these artists.
Well, you know why? It's because I saw another article says they're all dying.
Yes,
they're all dying. All the big rock stars that we grew up with and that people have heard that are going on these, you know, they're in their 70s.
Except for Rolling Stone. I think maybe they're vampires. I don't know.
Well, what's his name? Keith Richards? He's been dead for 12 years.
Oh.
He just continues to perform. We got to take a break here, 7:17 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. It's been over 25 years with outstanding service. All makes and models. I tell you what, Pam and Martin do such a great job. Their people are trained. They show up on time. They don't leave a mess. They do come in and do the job very successfully, and then they're finished. Very fair prices. Alliance Heating and Air. I wish I could have gotten the company here. For some reason, he's based out of L.A., you know, the owner is. And I told him, hey, you know, use Alliance here. And the manager would have. But it came out of L.A., so decisions were made. So they sent an L.A. group up here to fix the air conditioner, if you can believe that. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:18 in the morning. Let's talk about what's going on around town here.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant. restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it!
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall there. Good morning, everybody. 7:22 in the morning here. It is, gosh, what is it, 68 out there. It's beautiful, beautiful out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice because of customer service. They have all the firearms that I would ever be interested in, all the accessories, great gunsmithing. And did I mention customer service again? Plus classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, and all that. All that at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally run. Been there for 10 years. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Kobe Steakhouse, here on the corner. Mm-hmm. Had windows broken out by vandals. They've already got them fixed. It happened, what's today, Wednesday? It happened yesterday. They've already got them. I just ran down there to take a look, and they've got them all fixed. You know, they're on it. But here's a comment. It's terrible that downtown businesses are having to close down and leave the locations. Okay, what they're talking about there is the a burrito shop, the Roquito's Taqueria, Taquerito shop, is closing down because of a couple reasons. But the one thing is, the owners of the place said, you know, we have been here, and it's just getting too much. Windows broken, things happening, vandals coming into the businesses, vandalism, and other reasons. He got a call. The vandals again had broken windows at his business, and this was when he was trying to make a decision of staying open or not. Hey, guess what? That just made the decision a lot easier. So you have that. You have another one, the orthopedic, prosthetic business, who's been on our show several times. He wrote, he's put several things on Facebook about the two houses next to his business that he moved there. And they are just filled with people, squatters, trash, human waste, everything being left around. And he says, you know, how much is enough? You know, it's too much now. Yesterday we had the people coming in from the Paisano days. And Rick Bassetti and the town, the city, and the people took that park back. They put a fence around it, and they have not had a problem since. Now you can go down there. You can walk around there without stepping on needles, without being harassed by people with dogs, watching people copulating out in the park. It's no longer like that down in South City Park because we took it back. Police can't be everywhere, my friends. They just can't. Even if we had enough police to be everywhere, you wouldn't like it. Trust me. You wouldn't like it. Because they'd be on every corner. They'd be standing in front of your house. And, you know, frankly, we don't need that. That becomes then more of a police state than we need. However, comma, what can we do as citizens? Keep replacing windows? Keep trying to clean up, having, you know, hose off where somebody had taken a dump on your front porch of your business? I mean, how much, you know, there's only so much that people can do, you know, before you just start having enough of this. Why don't the business owners get together and hire North State Security Patrol? And many of them do. Or even start throwing, well, we have a neighborhood watch in our community. It works pretty well. We have cameras going out onto the street. Neighbors have cameras going out into the street. And one of the programs, and I hope to talk about it to the police chief, is they're going to request, and you're not forced to do this, but they're going to request that any time something has happened for people to sign up for this program. If you've got cameras on the streets or those doorbell cameras.
Right.
If there's crimes. Ring. Yeah. If there's crimes in your area, they're going to call you and ask you to please look at the footage. And if it's something they can use to identify these people, these vandals, these criminals, these thugs, they're going to ask you to give them a copy of it. And if you don't, and if you want them to make a copy, they'll do that. They won't enter your house unless you ask them to look at the footage of this and see if they can use it to catch somebody. And there's all types of cameras around Reading, by the way. And I'm not talking about police cameras,
right,
or city cameras. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of cameras all over the city that can be used for this. And I want to talk to the police chief about, or the incoming police chief. I'm not sure if it's going to be, well, it could be Bill Shuler. I think he's taken over.
Oh, already?
I think. It could be him. I think it is.
Hey, and coming up later on, I'll give you an update on a possible precursor of an earthquake. Now, you asked a little while ago for me to look it up. Well, there's a study that was published July 30th in the Journal of Geophysical Research Letters offering compelling new evidence for a second hypothesis using the most comprehensive catalog of earthquake activity in Southern California. Researchers found that roughly 72% of large, that's 4.0 or greater earthquakes between 2008 and 2017 followed distinct force shocks that hit up to a month before the event. Lots of small ones leading up to that big one. And we can talk about that later if you'd like.
Well, you know, the thing is that up here we've never had the, we've not had that kind of problem before.
Absolutely. And this, you know, for the area, we've had earthquakes a lot of times. You know, you can feel them. Some, you know, you can't. But now they even say the, you know, the ones that study this say, you know, there's really no proven way to detect an earthquake. But there are possible signs. They say watch for reports of earthquake lights. Days or seconds before an earthquake, people observe strange lights from the ground or hovering in the air. Unusual or changes of behavior in animals. Chickens stop laying eggs before an earthquake. Catfish respond violently due to the change of the electric fields. Dogs, cats, and other animals also react. And they say, notice possible foreshocks. They're small earthquakes. They may not always occur before an earthquake. However, It's possible, and we've seen quite a few. Not to say that, you know, that's a precursor, but I'm saying this is just part of it. And to investigate the seismic cycle of any faults in your area. Cycles can stretch for hundreds of years. It could be 600, could be 100. So, you know, check it out, you know, that. And that is, you know, I can look into that, and I can let you know in about a week.
Well, if we're still standing in a week.
Well, there we go.
But it could happen. I mean, the thing is that we're, you know, California is built on a fault.
Exactly.
It's built on a fault. We may not have to worry about overcrowding or any of these things, God forbid, if the big one hits.
Right.
Hey, 7:30, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. Right now, if you're 55 and over, you're going to get a special deal from BNT Satellite, located at 1007 Dana Avenue. And what it is you can get free upgrades. You get no receiver or plan restrictions. Your first movie rental fee each month is free. Free upgrade to Hopper 2. It's so many different things, but you don't get it by calling the 800 number. You only get it by calling Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite at 241-3474-241-DISH. BNT Satellite. 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Uh,
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 7:35 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. 65 degrees, it's so nice. Going up to about 98 today. It's amazing how it can be 20 degrees warmer in our studios than it is outside. We got doors open.
Exactly.
We have four coolers going, all that. But, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Want to step in out of the hot air? Go into Cornerstone Community Bank at 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue right here in Redding or 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Find out what having locally owned, locally operated banks can do for you, what this Cornerstone Community Bank can do for you. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they can help you move your dream forward. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. A bunch of things happening this Sunday, September 8th at Lake Redding Park is the 67th annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. And it starts at 11 a.m., goes to 6 p.m. You can drive through or eat in the park. They have dinners are $9. The day of the event, or it's $8 from pre-sale. You can get those tickets from any of the Asphalt Cowboys. Tri-tipper chicken, live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And like I said, this is a great way to spend your Sunday. Just go on down there and get your dinner as you go through. The Roots Farm School is having a fundraiser, silent auction, barbecue, children's activities. That'll be on September 7th at the Ross Ranch at 12021 Old Oregon Trail. Dinner and music and other great things for adults and children 12 and under, of course. But info and music only. You want to find out what Roots Farm School is. This is a proposed new charter school right here in Redding that, yes, teaches the classic, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, English, all those kind of things, but also is going to have classes in animal husbandry, horticulture, hands-on type classes. It sounds like a great idea. Then we have the State of the Tribe for the Redding Rancheria, September 10th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Reserve your tickets. Contact Maria at 242-4516. Tickets are $45. A table of eight is $345. And then, of course, we have Paisano Days that's coming next week, September 13th and 14th, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. down at South City Park. Free admission there. And then you can buy tickets. You can buy lunch down there. You can listen to the music. Of course, there's famous spaghetti and meatballs. And then, of course, meatball sandwiches and all types of drinks and everything down there. Basket raffle, kid activities, culture, arts, crafts, music, and, of course, bocce ball. Bocce ball tournament will be going on. Bocce ball tournaments will be going
on. Bocce ball.
Bocce ball.
Yeah, my husband's team came in twice, 2 years in a row, these past 2 years. They're like, we're going to get it.
Came in second.
Case Auto.
Okay.
So hopefully they're going to win this year.
Bunch of ringers.
Ooh.
Okay,
second.
Also on September 14th, Anderson Family Fitness presents the second annual golf tournament. At the, where's that at? Tucker Oaks Golf Course. There it is. Tucker Oaks. Part of the proceeds will benefit the Frontier Senior Center. That's one of Trisha's favorite places. Wow, that was a lot of things going on here over the next weekend or next couple of weeks. Hey, let's talk about San Francisco. The problems they're having, of course, with homeless overrunning the streets. They've got apps to tell you where not to walk because of the poop on the street. They have poop patrols. They have a shooting up everywhere in the parks and on the street. People are being hounded by the homeless. They're being pursued down the street. They are they go into a parking structure and it smells like a urinal. This San Francisco, thousands of homeless, all the problems they're having with the skyrocketing prices of homes, everything they're doing, and they decided they found a way to combat that. So the San Francisco Board of Supervisors just passed a resolution declaring the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. This will fix their problems. They have just branded the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. I've never been a terrorist before. I don't know. How should I act? Should I wear my Chagall on? You know, should I come in here with my face covered? I've never been
that
a terrorist.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, you know what? Now, you know, the city of San Francisco and the county, I just can't even – I don't know which ways words to I don't have any words to really describe it. I would never go to San Francisco again. And I say that, but next week I'm going. But this is how we're going. I'm going to listen. The former Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, is going to be in San Francisco at the Marine Memorial Hotel. There's a limited number of tickets to hear him speak. Thanks to Dr. Larry Farrell, who called me up and said, hey, he scored some tickets. Linda and I are going down there to listen to General Mattis speak. In front of predominantly Marines.
Now, wait a minute. Can you get arrested?
For being part of a terrorist organization?
Think about it. They'll make the NRA, they'll label them as a domestic terrorist organization, but what about Antifa?
Well, of course not.
Seriously?
No, not Antifa. Not Antifa. I'm sorry, but they're against fascism. The fact that they go up and they stab people and hit people in the head. I don't give you an Antifa. But going back to Mattis, so this is the way we're going to do this. You know, we were asked, hey, do you want to spend the night down there? Hey, we're going to have dinner here. I said, no. We're going to drive down. We're going to park at the hotel, the Marine Memorial Hotel. We're going to go to the event. It starts at 5:30. It'll probably be over at 7:30. We're going to walk back down to our car. We're going to get into the car, and we're going to come and drive home that night. I am not going to spend a cent in San Francisco. And I think when I go to the Marine Memorial Hotel, I know what it stands for. I know where the money goes and all that. So I'm okay with that. And I do want to hear what General Mattis says now after, of course, resigning from the Secretary of SecDef. So it should be interesting. But I'm not going to spend a cent down there. I'm going to make sure I get gas before I get into San Francisco. So I don't have to buy gas in San Francisco or even in San Francisco County because I'm a terrorist. I've been branded as a terrorist because I'm a member of the National Rifle Association. And if you read what they wrote about the National Rifle Association, it's terrible. Here they are with every problem in the world, and instead of trying to take that on head on, they make the NRA a resolution.
They're just trying to redirect they're dealing with.
Well, then, if they do that, of course it is. Of course it is. It's a sham. But now, one of our listeners said, well, now the gun owners are terrorists. Does that mean the Democrats are going to love us? Well, we're domestic terrorists. We're not international terrorists. I'm sure they would love to have said international terrorist organization. A domestic terrorist organization with all the problems they're having down there, this is what they spend their time on, to malign Americans that happen to belong to an organization that they believe in. I also belong to the VFW. Is that a terrorist organization? It could be, I guess. According to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, it could be. Hey, if somebody was at the city council meeting last night and heard the what was going on, I mean, and has a report on the solar activity or the vote on how they're going to change the solar systems business plan, you can give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us what you heard last night. I don't see anything in the paper about it, nothing on KRCR. So maybe they put it off for a week or two. I'm not sure. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages in this portion of the show. brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a better-known business, is the man. He is the glass whisperer. Can I call him that? The glass whisperer.
Sure.
If he can't fix it, nobody can fix that windshield. You're just going to have it replaced, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. RVs, all, you know, that big windows up front, I see him fixing chips in those windshields all the time. But if you've got even a 2018 Vette where the windshield is part of the structure of the car, a friend of mine has one and got a chip in it, and went down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair, fixed it, came and see it. Again, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, totally professional, wants to keep your family safe. It's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back after these messages. 66 degrees going up to 98 today, 7:45 in the morning. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump upon the peace train.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at ReadingRancheria.com.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event, or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall there. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, following on, now that the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization, according to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, Sheriff just sent me a link about it. I read about it this morning. I just am, you know, thoroughly, I'm not surprised. I mean, they're crazy. Now, the shooter in Odessa, if you remember what happened over this weekend, had mental problems. He failed the background check. He couldn't buy a gun. He bought the gun from a neighbor. No background check. And then he went on his rampage there. This is going to be used by the Democrats to say this is why you need to have total background checks. In California, you cannot sell a gun to your neighbor or anybody. You can pass them to people in your family up and down the line. It's called family transfer of firearms. But it's got to be up and down the line. It can't be to cousins or brothers or that. It's just going to be, you know, fathers, sons, grandfathers, sons, daughters, those kind of things. But they're going to come after that one and say, well, see, he was able to go out and buy a semi-automatic rifle from his neighbor. So get ready for that one to start. But the 2020 Democratic candidates are all after your guns, my friends, and a variety of ways. You know, maybe the small one. Oh no, you know what? We need to, you know, have special training for everybody. You can only buy one there. You know, they're just going to keep limiting it. But some of them want to come after your guns with buyback programs. Beto O'Rourke, whose chances of being the nominee are somewhere between zero and below that. And his, you know, he's selling T-shirts with the F-bomb on it because this is what he said. So he's selling T-shirts to raise money for his campaign. But then he's, you know, what he wants to do is to force you to sell back your semi-automatic firearm rifle to the government, force you. So when he says force you, that means that if you don't, then you go to jail. You go to jail. So that means that all those guns that you registered under the state of California that said, no, but we're not going to do anything with that. We just, you know, you register them and you buy them. Well, that means then if Beto O'Rourke, or Beto, or whatever his name is, got in, or somebody like him, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden's even making noises about, you know, getting guns back. And but Joe, I can't tell if he means it or if it's just something, just a mistake he makes when he talks all the time. They want your guns. And so they're going to take those registered guns that you had or that you have, because they have a list of all of them. And if it's the law, you've got to turn them in. And then they're going to come to your house and say, you have a, it says here, you have an M16 semi-automatic firearm that you have registered here, but you haven't sold it to us. Where is it? Oh, yes.
Lost or stolen.
Lost or stolen.
See, I wonder how many weapons are going to be reported.
You know what? The day it's passed, I can just see millions of firearms going to be said, my firearm was stolen.
Yep.
But then you've got a false police report, because then they come in and say, I don't believe you, but you got to have a search warrant. And then, you know, so they come in a search warrant, and then they come in to your house, open your safe, and if it's in there, now they've got you. Of course, I'm sure it's going to be like a misdemeanor the first time that you refuse or they find one. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it'll be a felony. But this is what the Democrats want. This is what this one Democrat wants. And you've got to take a look at, and let's just take this out extrapolate this a little bit, with our own local elections we have coming up for the Assembly. Now, the Assembly can do anything they want because they're such a, you know, they're a supermajority in there. But you need to ask the candidates, would you support a buyback program, a forced buyback program for semi-automatic rifles, for the, quote, assault rifles? Though they're not really assault rifles, they're just semi-automatic rifles. And then you look at, they're not going to look at the percentages of people that use rifles in killings because it's less than 1%. Then they're going to look at next, and I'm not paranoid about this, but then they're going to look at, well, you know, it's pistols that kill the most people by far. Pistols. You know what? If we took away pistols, then we could stop everything. And then it's any type of, okay. You see where I'm going with this thing? Ask the candidates. Ask Elizabeth Betancourt, would she support a government buyback, forced buyback of firearms? Ask Megan Daly, would you support a forced government buyback of semi-automatic rifles? It's a simple question. She didn't want to answer that when she was on the air. We'll have her back on again. Elizabeth Betancourt's got some really good ideas. Water, logging, clearing out these forests and all that. She's very knowledgeable. She's very personable. But then you have to get into things that mean a lot to, you know, to individuals up here. Freedom. Those individual freedoms have been stepped on by everybody.
Forced buyback.
Forced buyback.
Now, think about that. The forced buyback. They did this in Venezuela, and look at what happened. They've done this to dozens of other countries, which eventually leads to socialism.
Look what happens.
And know. Look what happens. The people suffer. So,
and
you
they
know,
can't fight back because they have no
they
firearms.
They have no firearms because right. they've those weapons have been seized.
And as one of our listeners has said, and this is true, the FBI report, that there's more killings in America with hands and feet and hammers than there are any firearms.
Or knives.
Well, knives aren't in that. But
no,
hammers. Look at
saying.
This. Hammers. Hammers are killing more people than firearms and rifles. And then you can...
Recall the hammers.
And then, of course, then you get into automobiles, you're killing people. You know, enough of the nanny government. Now, do we have a mental problem here in this anger? What, you know, the anger of people that we see now, the anger that's being, as far as I'm concerned, it's being fed. It's being fed by the news media, that they feed the hatred that you go on. Deborah Messing, who is an actress on Will and Grace, that's the only reason I know that is because I've been reading about it. She wanted a list of donors that supported Trump in Hollywood so they could get their names out there, so they, you know, to blacklist them. You know, she didn't use the word blacklist, but that was, we need the names of them. And Whoopi Goldberg, of all people, Whoopi is kind of to the left, said, this is absolutely wrong. You're asking for a blacklist. You're wanting people's names in Hollywood that have donated to Trump so they can be ostracized just like they did during the McCarthy hearings.
Exactly.
So they will
thinking.
Lose their
Communism.
Jobs. They will lose their livelihood. They will lose everything. It led to suicides and all this. And so, you know, people in Hollywood have been pushing back on this saying, are you kidding? You want to make blacklist? Don't you understand what the term blacklist means in this town? Well, her co-star had also said it. And he, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean it like that. Or I might have said those words, but those I meant to say, they were meant to be this. And then Messing even has dropped her a tweet off the Twitter page. But this is what they want, my friends. They want you to give up your rights to donate, to own a firearm, to live your life. You're not hurting anybody. You're paying your taxes. You've got a job. You employ people. But that's not good enough. They want you to live by their convoluted rules. And this is Hollywood. You know, Hollywood. And they want you to live by their rules, whatever their rules are, which changes all the time, that make their money off of sex and drugs and violence in their movies. And it just does. Anyway, so there's an election coming up, and you need to talk about it. I know there's people that are upset with the fact that Megan Daly beat Patrick Jones, who was just, I thought, a great candidate. But if it comes down to it, you have to look at the one that is closest to what we believe here in Northern California and closest to what you believe in your own life, of course. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, our new police chief, Bill Shuler, is going to be with us. I can't wait to talk to Bill. All right, this portion, oh, no, this 7:59 in the morning. It is 66 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 98. Make sure you don't have anything left in your car that you want to have alive if you leave them in the car for any length of time. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Heavy rain, gusty winds, thundering surf off Florida's east coast as Hurricane Dorian makes its way north toward Georgia and the Carolinas, where millions of people are bracing for the storm's arrival. Heavy surf already in evidence at Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina. There are fears of flooding rains and a devastating storm surge. Dorian's death toll in the hard-hit Bahamas is 7. Authorities just now beginning to get a look at all of the damage. The recovery process in the Bahamas expected to be lengthy, to say the least. The Pentagon agrees to shift $3.6 billion in military construction funding to build parts of a wall along the Mexican border.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper approved transferring the money from 127 projects to build 175 miles of border wall. Pentagon officials say half the money will come from military projects in the U.S. and the rest will come from projects in other countries. Earlier this year, President Trump declared a national emergency at the border to take money from other government accounts for the wall. Greg Clugston, Washington.
YouTube will pay big for violating a kid's privacy law.
Google will pay $170 million to settle allegations its video site YouTube collected the personal information of children without their parents' consent. Google was fined $136 million by the Federal Trade Commission, and the company will pay an additional $34 million to resolve similar allegations with New York State. Federal law requires parental consent before companies can collect and share personal information of children under age of 13. YouTube has said its service is intended for ages 13 and older. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are rallying. The Dow up 171 points. The S&P 21 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Another Texas Republican congressman is calling it quits.
Bill Flores says he won't seek re-election, becoming the fifth Texas Republican to retire. Flores was elected during the Tea Party wave in 2010. He represents the 17th congressional district located in the middle of the state. It includes the city of Waco. Flores was the first Republican congressman elected in that district in 93 years. He calls his time in Congress one of the greatest privileges of his life. Flores plans to rejoin the private sector and spend more time with his family.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The British Parliament attempting to defy Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit plans, with lawmakers seeking a way out of the impasse that has gripped the nation since a 2016 vote to leave the European Union. The House of Commons set to confront Johnson over his insistence that the UK leave the EU on October 31st, with or without a Brexit deal. News and analysis, townhall.com.
What would you do for some Popeye's chicken? Well, hopefully not what this guy did.
Houston police officers were called to the restaurant after a group of people tried to order a chicken sandwich. When the manager told them they were out, one of the males became upset and pulled a pistol and demanded a chicken sandwich. The manager again informed them that they were out of sandwiches. The group then left and no one was injured. Police are reviewing surveillance footage. Popeye's release of a crispy chicken sandwich has caused a social media stir over who has the best chicken sandwich. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. has accused China's Huawei technologies of posing a security threat. Well, now Huawei is firing back, accusing U.S. officials of trying to coerce employees to gather information on the company and of trying to hack into its information systems. The company offers no evidence to support its claims. Company spokesman says it can't give any more details. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall there. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 4th of September, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, what's it look like for weather for the rest of the week here?
Today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny and warm with a high of 97 as lows drop down to 69 degrees. Tomorrow, 97 and a little breezy with a low of 65. For Friday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 95 as lows drop down to 64 for your Friday night. If you're heading out and about and for this weekend, gorgeous. Sunny, 90 for Saturday, 87 for Sunday with overnight lows dropping down in the 60s. It's mostly clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 65. It's 64 in Anderson. It's currently 62 degrees in the city of Shasta Lake, and I've got 63 degrees in downtown Reading, but I've got a feeling it's going to warm up pretty quickly.
I think it is. I think that 98 is going to be quick today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Operating out of Anderson, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793.
And taking a look at your road conditions, this just in, a traffic collision just now at 44 and Auditorium Drive at the off-ramp.
What a surprise that is. We've never heard of one of those there.
Well, it happened just now. We also had an animal hazard reported early this morning at the Corning Road off-ramp at I-5. Quite a bit of road construction in and around Reading if you
are
planning on traveling.
Is that the elephant that was walking down Corning Road, that Boulevard right there?
Was it?
Was it? I don't know.
They haven't told us what it is. Apparently it's still there, whatever it is. Possibly all over the roadway at this point.
At this point. That was gross.
But I'm sorry. But we do have lots of road work. So if you are planning between, let's say, Reading and the Oregon border near Shasta Lake, quite a bit of construction from Packers Bay southbound onto Turntable Bay Road. We also have work from 0.8 miles south of Valmers Road to Valmers Road and Dog Creek Road affecting the northbound lanes. Also, just before Dunsmuir, 0.6 miles north of Sims Road, 0.5 miles south of Sims Road, one of two lanes closed between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta. Ongoing construction up to two-hour delays. Then north of Weed, another area of construction. 0.8 miles south of Granada Road to southbound Interstate 5 at Vista Point. A little bit further up past Wairika. Also, Interstate 5 southbound lanes affected. Traffic delays in that area. So, once again, if you are planning on traveling pretty much any direction you're heading, including 299 east and west, expect delays, especially near Old Station. And if you're on 99 this morning, also delays in that vicinity. So, and once again, Old Station and Shingletown, that's 44. So, Carl, back to you.
Okay. I'm here with Captain Bill Schuler, who will become our Reading Police Chief this Sunday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I call you Chief to be yet? Or
I've been called all kinds of names, especially in the last couple of weeks.
Hey,
go ahead.
You know, what's going on at 44 in Auditorium? I swear at least once or twice a week we do a traffic alert for 44 in Auditorium.
Yeah, probably about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Usually that one. What do they do? Just kind of shift over or something or what?
It's just a merging of a lot of traffic coming into town, into downtown on 44, and too many people trying to get somewhere quickly.
Well, that's true, and do you think part of it is that, people are usually pretty polite here in town. when it comes to driving. I mean, that's what I think. But then again, I'm not a policeman. I don't see all the crashes out there. Sue's daughter was in a wreck up there. So, what, last year or this year?
This year.
This year.
On 44, totaled her car out. It was a dead stop. Someone merged into her lane, and she had nowhere to go. So she went into the center divider. So very lucky to be alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're glad about that. Anyway, are you ready?
For this or
Captain?
Future?
yeah. This is, you know what? We try not to, we'll ask all these questions, but, you know, it's not, you always know that our heart is for Back in the Blue. But there are questions that we can ask.
Sure.
But are you ready to be chief here?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I've been here for 25 and a half years now, and I'm excited about the opportunity, and I love this community. I've been here for a long time, and I'm excited to keep moving our agency and this community forward.
Okay. With that in mind, what are some of the first things you'd like to see happen under your leadership?
Well, I'm
not saying anything Roger was doing
right.
was wrong or anything
right.
like that.
And I said this before, I would be a terrible team player, and Roger and I worked very closely together, Chief Moore and I did, and I would be derelict in my duties if I was holding off on a whole bunch of good ideas, just waiting
oh, yeah.
for the opportunity for
yeah.
him to leave. So
you said that before, and
yeah.
that's true.
But I do have some ideas as far as trying to I'm a data-driven, I'm a technology guy, and so I've been heavily involved in managed our project for upgrading our systems through the county, for the whole county, for all of our law enforcement agencies. And I want to use that data to help direct our law enforcement activities. So in a month, October 9th, we will have a year's worth of data, and we are working right now on leveraging that data to help direct what we do 24/7. So maybe there's an area of town that's seeing an increase in activity that we can't tell.
So we're looking
based
at
on stats
you're
alone.
Looking at predictive intelligence then,
we are.
That you can use this, that you know on these days on a consistent basis things are happening here, so you can then shift the
yes.
massive amount of force of people out there on the road to those areas.
Right. We have limited resources. We've talked about that a lot. I think all the chiefs recently have talked about our resource limitations, and so we have to be adaptive and use evidence-based policing to make those decisions. So I'm going to be very data-driven, at least initially, to see how that goes and try and put our resources in the right place. And that means if it means adjusting beats, if it means adjusting hours of the day, whatever we need to try and focus on those problem areas.
Now, do you have we used to have a combat operations center, which you all probably have something like that. We also had a joint intelligence center that the intelligence would flow in from all different sources. Do you all have the ability to do that, get things from the state, get things from, the regional areas in here that push in?
Yes, there is a state. It's a federal, but it's in Sacramento. It's an intelligence center, a fusion center is what it's called.
Right.
And we submit, all of the agencies submit information to the fusion center. They process it. They give us information in return on issues that could affect our community. In our area.
Okay, so you've got a pre-open, and so it's a pretty open conduit for that then.
It is.
I believe technology is a force multiplier that we've got to use. When I started hearing about how you were into the technology side, it doesn't take the place of a boots on the ground. We all know that.
Correct.
What about drones?
Yeah, well, we have some, and we are getting more. Potentially we'll be getting more through a partnership with RU and wildfire mitigation. But we have some right now. In fact, if anyone's interested, on September 11th, and we can talk about this more later, but the safety fair will have our, we call them UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. We'll have our team out there demonstrating how those work, flying them around, showing people what we can gain from those devices.
People don't realize that UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, or remotely piloted vehicles, or drones can be such a force multiplier because you can be covering a lot of area with a drone that your officers are never going to see. Really great for searching for people, and as we said, fires and checking the power lines and all these things. But it runs into people who are worried about
right.
seeing a drone over their backyard.
Yeah, and we have very strict limitations. We have to go through a licensing through the FAA. Our pilots, as they like to be called, are licensed, and they go through a certification process. And so we have very strict limitations on where we can fly. For example, I asked our UAV lieutenant, to if we could fly that UAV over the crowd during the Freedom Festival. I want to get images of the crowd for multiple reasons, see what's going on. Well, we have a limitation where we are not allowed to do that. We can't fly UAVs over crowds. The FAA prohibits that. So we have to fly on the outskirts, yet private owners can fly over the top of people anytime they want. So
And they do.
And so, but we have very strict restrictions on when we can use it, and every time we launch one of those things, it's documented.
So. Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Captain Bill Schuler, who's taking over the Reading Police Department this Sunday. We'll become then Chief Bill Schuler, taking the place of Chief Roger Moore. We'll miss Roger, but Roger's going to be here in town.
Yeah, so. And he'll still be here for the next – he's still the chief till October 4th is his last day, so we'll be transitioning. He'll be, you know, slowly handing me the ropes over the next 3-4 weeks.
Okay. I know. We'll be lucky to see Roger after after Sunday. But just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether you need help for short periods of time or for longer periods of time, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. She'll come out to your house, a free consultation, to see what she can do to help your family, you know, either short-term or long-term, with the people that she has, the outstanding people she has working for. You can learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com, or, like I said, give her a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back with Captain Bill Schuler.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. for seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning, 68 degrees going up to 98 today. It's going to get warm. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment of the show. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two different divisions. Jeannie Maxwell has continued to grow her business and has been just outstanding in the aftermath of the car fire. She's finding fire insurance for people that are having real problems finding fire insurance after these, you know, after what's happened in the last couple of years here. A lot of vendors are just not offering fire insurance, or they're putting them up at prices that completely change how much house you can buy. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call, 221-0441. In fact, I think Judy's going to be on the show tomorrow. Talk about fire insurance and all and the different types of insurance. 8:21 in the morning, we're here with Captain Bill Schuler, who will be, well, he'll be taking over officially October 4th, but they start the transition Sunday with Chief Roger Moore, who is, you know, is slowly walking out the door. But Roger's going to be staying here in the city. He will not be leaving like others have. I don't mean that in a bad way. Well, yeah, I don't do. they're leaving and going to other states. But anyway, Bill, welcome aboard here.
Thank you.
We're talking about how Captain Schuler understands and uses technology as a force multiplier for his officers out there, because they can't be everywhere. So we've got to find ways to help get eyes on things that are happening out there. One of the ways is drones. One of the ways is predictive intelligence and building all that up. And we should have a full year of the reporting coming in March.
October.
Yeah. That you started. A couple other things. Last month when you were here, we talked about cameras. There's so many cameras in this town that people don't realize that people have them on their homes, people have them on their businesses, all of this. And there's a program out there that we can use those cameras to help catch bad guys.
Right. So it's a voluntary program. Residents or business owners can sign up through our website and register their cameras. It doesn't actually give us access to those cameras. All it does is give us a contact, a name and number of someone to contact in the event that we have a crime that's occurred where those cameras would have a view of that incident. So our officers at night can look it up on their computers in their cars and say, after a crime's occurred, and go, oh, this business has cameras. Here's the contact person. Give them a call and ask to look at their footage and try and help solve crimes. So we've had, and
purely,
I don't have the
purely
numbers.
Purely voluntary. I just want to make sure everybody understands this is purely voluntary. The officer's not going to knock on your door and say, I want to see your camera.
No, and we've had, you know, some folks in town say, hey, you can have access to our cameras. We're not going down that road yet. It's just a matter of knowing where they are, where they're placed, and what information we can gather from them and use those when an incident occurs.
Our neighbor across the street follows the tweakers down every 3 a.m. every day, every morning, as they come down the street and try out all the cars, just keep walking through there.
Yeah.
the our camera systems are going up also.
I have a camera at my house. Yeah. I recommend everybody have cameras. They are invaluable. If you could look at the email strings at the Reading Police Department when we get camera footage or a still shot of a suspect in a case and it's sent out to all of our officers, because we are still a small community, our officers recognize those folks almost within a matter of minutes sometimes, where they'll say, oh, that's John Smith, and now we've just identified a suspect based off somebody's camera footage. So those are super important, and I recommend everybody get them.
Now a lot of people have the doorbell camera, and they don't realize that doorbell camera kind of reaches out further than they think, just in front of their face. It's not just right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this sounds like something people can sign up for. It's not going to be intrusive in the sense that somebody's going to be knocking on your door, and it's going to be something you can use to help find these people.
Yep.
Right down the street here at the Colby Steakhouse, had the windows broken out.
I just read that
this
morning.
Happened Tuesday. They've already got them fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there to look, thought, well, they might have boarded up or something. No, they've already got them fixed. Using the rocks they have out in front as handy weapons to break these windows. Let me see. Rokitos?
Rokitos.
Shutting down. That was his. He said that was the final thing.
Right.
I mean, he's got another job, but even though something that he could have done both with, but that was the final. That was the final act. It's been so many times. Spectrum Prosthetics on South Street has put all types of things on Facebook, and I'm sure you've seen them. About I don't know if you have seen them, about the battle he's doing with vandals and with people that are living in these two abandoned houses on South Street. And having, you know, trash, waste, all of this. What's the best way? Or is there a way to combat this?
Well, there's two things. One, I realize people are frustrated. And so they get frustrated and they don't think anything's going to happen, so they don't report it. But as I mentioned earlier, intelligence-led policing. If I don't know what happened, if we don't know what happened, we can't do anything about it and we can't help you. So you have to report those things. And that can be, you're busy, I get it. Simple as going online to our website and report those through our online reporting system. Then at least we have that data to help drive our enforcement. Two, the big thing is...
Well, does that mean somebody's going to eventually come out there?
If necessary, yes.
When does it become necessary?
Well, it depends. If it's a burglary, let's say, so somebody has, you know, somebody entered somebody's house or vehicle, we will come out there for those. If it's a vandalism, a rock thrown through a window or something, or into, we probably won't come out. We just don't have the resources. But at least we know about the incident. And then if those continue to occur over and over and over again, we can assign resources to those. We have programs called problem-oriented policing projects. That's where our beat officers and our CSOs will take a problem location and use other resources, other shifts, other officers, and other city departments to try and help deal with those incidents, including code enforcement, whatever it takes to try and resolve those incidents. We're looking at more of the big picture versus just the incident itself at that one time.
It's every day. I drive by those houses every morning, and every morning I see things that I cannot unsee.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are person-to-person contact. And I'm like, do you report that? I'm not really sure how I can report that because I don't want to see that on the way to work.
But you've seen it, so what you have to do then is get online, just like Lincoln said,
mm-hmm.
and you report it. Now, is somebody gonna, if I send a report in on this, will there something come back to me that says thank you for your report?
Yeah, you'll get an acknowledgment.
So I know that there's been acknowledged that it's been there. I've got other comments here that Rayleigh's on Lake is overrun with homeless. I mean, I don't know what overrun exactly means. But they said that since Shopko closed, the parking lot is full of dead RVs. I'm not sure about that, up, you know, Shopko, but RVs parking in these parking lots is not allowed, is it?
Well, it depends on the business owner and whether they allow that or not. But we have been up in that Shopko, Rayleigh's area, dealing with those RVs and camping issues and illegal camping issues for ongoing. So we're there all the time.
This must be frustrating to your officers. You know, they're out there wanting to catch guys breaking into cars, guys and girls breaking into cars, breaking into houses, assaulting each other, raping people. But it's a constant constant dripping of homeless, of vandalism, of people camping illegally, which leads to other things?
Yeah, I do think there's some frustration, but I also think the one benefit to this community is our officers live here, work here, we raise families here, and so they're dedicated and they're going to keep doing whatever they have to do to try and make our community safer. They're not going home to another community like in the Bay Area. They may work one place and live somewhere else. They live here. Their wives and children or their husbands and children are all here, and so they're doing whatever they can to make our community safer, regardless of what laws we're dealing with. We'll work within the boundaries of the laws the state of California makes for us, and we'll work with the jail the way it is until we can get more custodial space to deal with these issues.
I want to talk about that when we come back. You know, as you know, there's a 1 cent sales tax, specific sales tax, being promulgated by the county supervisors. The city hasn't bought in on this yet that I know of. I think they will.
They voted last night. The council did, to send a letter in support.
Great. Thank you very much for that. 8:30 in the morning, we're here with Captain Bill Schuler, who will be taking over the Reading Police Department here on October 4th, but he starts the transition Monday. Do you sit, like, next to him? Or does he – do you – because okay, this is what we did in the military, is that when somebody came in, they just followed them around. They followed them around, rode in the same vehicle, walked the streets, sat next to him while things were going on, sat next to him during the meetings. I mean, not next, but kind of like behind, watching all of these things. This probably isn't really needed in this, but.
Well, I mean, we've been joining at the hip for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we are doing a lot of that now. We are attending a lot of meetings together that I did not attend before. So he is getting me up to speed.
Okay. Now you got to watch out for this, because we had one team that was out there that was checking the area out, and they had an ID go off and got the whole team on that one. So let's, you know, ride in separate cars, okay, when you're out there.
That's probably a good idea.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization, and a fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, their emergency room, you can be seen in 30 minutes or less, which is huge. And it's also been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And even more, they are working with the VA to become the medical facility that people, that veterans being treated at the VA who would have to go down to UC Davis or travel far away are going to be seen at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with RPD after these messages. 8:31 in the morning, 68 degrees, going up to 98 today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and milk or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event, or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it!
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's 8:37 in the morning, and it's 72 degrees out there already, going up to 98 today. In the studios, it's only 83. We're here with Police Captain Bill Schuler, who will be taking over the Redding Police Department here very soon. And he says, is it always warm in here? No. See, what we do is we turn off the air conditioning to sweat our guest. That's what's going on.
Well, it's working.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subways there. We've been talking with Chief Schuler about technology, how that's going to enhance being able to do the job of our police. So they can get predictive, so they can get extra people out there when they need it. The use of drones, the use of cameras, of how we as citizens can help. If you've got a camera out there, you can sign up for this purely voluntary. And if an incident occurs in your neighborhood or your business, they can call you and then ask you for that footage or for you to look at that footage. And if there's anything there, then you can voluntarily, the whole thing's voluntarily. Yep. Provide it to the police department.
Yep.
And we talked about the the continued vandalism around town. You saw, I shouldn't say this, but did you see Seattle's dying?
I have.
You have seen it. Everything they tied, every problem they tied to was drugs. Is that your opinion?
Well, I think the use of drugs, or illegal narcotics, has definitely changed the makeup of this community and communities all over this country and the state. The reason we have property crime is, for the most part, is for people trying to maintain drug habits. So you have to have a twofold approach. You have to be able to incarcerate or arrest or prosecute people that are committing crimes, but you also have to have some sort of drug treatment component with that custodial, I don't want to say the word threat, but that's basically what it is, over their head to make sure they comply and get clean. Some people, not everybody's willing to get clean on their own, and so they need something to force them into that.
So the idea from the that's being pushed by or promulgated by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, just signed off on by the City Council, this 1 cent specific sales tax going to build a 500 bed facility or facilities, because it won't be just in one spot, will that give us the number of beds we need?
Well, if you look at, we'll go back to statistics. If you look at in the city of Reading, we're dealing with about the same 500 people over and over and over and over again. So if you add beds and drug treatment and mental health, then you're going to be able to deal with that population, which we currently can't do because of the limited scope of the limited size of the jail and those, just the revolving doors you talked about. They go in, they go right back out. They're not getting drug treatment.
Some of them are still getting out when they're still high. Or do we keep them that long? We don't keep them for 36 hours. I mean, some of them
it just depends on what the situation is. But we just don't have the space. Other communities that are not dealing with these issues have much larger custodial facilities, and we're just
we're stuck.
We need this
facility. We need the extra police. We need the extra sheriffs. We need the extra public defenders. We need the extra district attorneys. We need the extra probation officers. All of this falls under this, nothing else. So, and there's also something in this that says you cannot subtract the amount of money that's coming in from the budget already. So, you think that this is something we're going to need? Do you think that will solve, once we start arresting people and holding them, Captain, will other people get the idea then they're going to start moving off?
Well, sure. When you hold people accountable for their actions and that gets out there in the criminal element, they're going to go elsewhere. They're not going to be involved. So, it is a deterrent. And more police officers are a deterrent. If you look at Mayor Giuliani's program in New York 10-plus years ago or longer, where he described as a cop on every corner, that having police officers publicly visible in areas of high crime will reduce crime, regardless of jail space. Now, that is another huge factor, is having the ability to incarcerate people that need to be incarcerated or get them the treatment they need. But having cops out there deters crime, and that's what...
Will you consider the, and this has come up with every police chief, citizens on patrol? The idea of having citizens in police cars or something that looks like police cars, and they are volunteers, but they would also help put eyes out there?
Yeah, I'm all for more eyes and more ears. It's just, one, having the resources and staff to get people trained appropriately on how to use radios, what things to call in, and then having also the dollars to supply them with equipment and vehicles necessary to do that function. So it's something we can talk about and we look into, but when I'm dealing with limited amount of resources and funds, we have to divert those into the areas of law enforcement, or community service officers, or other areas that are in immediate need.
Okay. But you're not against it, though.
No, I'm not against it, if done right.
Okay. I think that's a step forward if we could do that. But the thing with volunteers is they may show up, they may not show up.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of people here that I think are interested in it, and as long as they don't get into the – I think in the past they said, well, we're afraid that somebody might take a shot at them or something like this, but I think that's extremely rare.
Well, that's why I'm not a big fan of putting community patrols or citizen patrols out there in police cars. They need to be in something that's distinctively different than a patrol car, so they're not confused for police officers. That's why we put our CSOs. Our CSOs are our community service officers. They're in white pickup trucks now so that they're not confused for police officers. It's a safety issue.
Okay, so I can see that. I can see them driving around so that the bad guys are going to know who they are.
Right.
Because it'll have police citizens on patrol.
Their community service officers wear a different uniform than our police officers, a light blue uniform.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're here with Captain Bill Shuler, going to be taking over as Reading Police Chief here, of course, October 4th. He's going to be in his walkthroughs with Chief Roger Moore starting Monday. So we're going to be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, your locally owned talk radio station. Oh, gosh, the last one standing here in town, which is cool. Thank you so much to our listeners and our advertisers. You all have treated us so well over this last 10 years. Of course, we're going to be celebrating our 10th here soon. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If the police can't be everywhere, and so what you should do is be able to protect yourself. And if you think that it's with a firearm, you need the best firearm instruction out there, and that's Northern Firearms Instruction. You can learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We're here with Captain Bill Schuler, soon to be the police chief of Reading. And you've got a safety fair coming up.
We do, next week on September 11th.
Is it picked on September 11th because of that?
That's a really good question. I don't know the remember the answer to that.
I imagine it has something to do with that.
Yeah,
everybody's kind of like focused in on that day. You know, you would think they'd be focused in. Many have since forgotten. It's been so long. Many people out there right now weren't born. Or it's just happened a long time ago. It's just back there.
And the rest of us all remember exactly what we were doing at that very moment.
Exactly what we were doing.
The safety fair started because of National Night Out, and we were, this is Reading, and in August it's very hot when National Night Out, so we tried to move it to do something a little different, do it at the city, have some air-conditioned areas and kind of change it up. Well, that worked out really well, but the National Night Out's, we still wanted to do that as well. So now we're kind of doing two events, and this is what it's morphed into over the last couple of years. Sam Yamas is one of our sergeants, and he's the lead on this, and he has done an amazing job putting this together. So it's September 11th, next Wednesday, from 5:30 to 8:30 at Reading City Hall. You can get some free dinner if you get there early enough, sponsored by McConnell Foundation through Wiener Schnitzel. They're going to provide some food.
My secret sin.
We're also going to have a couple of food trucks there. You'll have representatives from all the city departments. Reading Fire will be there with some trucks and their big truck and their flag. CHP will be there with a helicopter. We're going to have Mercy Medical, Haven Humane. I mentioned CHP, Caltrans, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Shascom 911, our dispatch center will be there. Mm-hmm. We've got lots and lots of giveaways donated through from the business community and through nonprofits. And then we have some fun events for kids, including a bike rodeo. So it's going to be a good time. You'll be able to see our SWAT team. You'll be able to see our UAVs, like I talked about earlier. So come down for a couple hours. I'll be there. Chief Moore, I'll be there. You can say goodbye to him and hello to me and
meet the new chief.
And we'll be out there for a few hours and hope to see everybody there. It should be a real fun event.
I think it's going to be good. Take the city back. Take the night back. You know, that's one of the things we learned in combat. Once we got our NVGs, we owned the night. And so we could operate anywhere we wanted to with that. Do y'all have NVGs?
We have a limited resource of those. We have some regional assets that we can get if necessary. But that's one of the things that we are We do have some stuff. We got military surplus that was loaned to us through the Department of the Navy, in fact. So we have some of that, but we don't have a large supply of that.
Those are force enhancers, force multipliers, because when you're out there looking for somebody, you're reacting to them, as you know. I mean, if you've got a flashlight out there, but you can sit out there and watch.
Well, in tactical operation, nighttime can be your friend if it's done appropriately.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah. We own the night. Should I be concerned? I was just labeled a domestic terrorist. So, soon to be chief of Reading, do I have to worry about this since I'm a member of the NRA and we're now domestic terrorists? Should I worry about, somebody knocking on my door, checking on me?
Yeah, no, I would not worry about that. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I've been a member since I was 15 or 16 when my dad first signed me up. you know, I don't necessarily agree with 100% of everything, but I do support the NRA and support them with a lifetime membership. I'm a fan. I support concealed carry. I support highly trained citizens that can protect themselves and protect their family and protect this community. Because as you and I have both talked about many times, we cannot be everywhere. There's at any one time, there's 7 officers on patrol. So we can't be everywhere at once. So I support it. I know Chief Moore did. Previous chiefs have as well. We are.
Chief Moore is very emphatic, in fact, about people being able to protect themselves.
Sure.
And as you are. So yeah. It's good to know that I have a fellow terrorist here in the. You know what? When I hear, I see all the problems San Francisco is having. And when I see something like this, it just drives home to me where their priorities are.
Every community is different. We're definitely different than San Francisco, and that's a good thing.
Okay, I quickly want to touch on this. We've touched on it before, but another shooting. This time the guy's driving down the road shooting at people. You all have your tactics and procedures for a mass shooting or an active shooter.
We do.
And how many times a year do you all practice this? Or is this something that you practice almost daily when your people are out there thinking about it?
Well, it's a topic of discussion, very, very, very often, if not daily, especially with what's going on in the news. We do train on active shooter protocol at least once a year, and we're working on another regional, countywide training that will occur later this year involving our fire and medical staff and incorporating them more into the initial stages of an event and to try and save lives. And that's what the purpose of that is.
Would you say, and I've only got like 3 minutes left. So how many of the people that you see on the street that you end up arresting are mental problems?
That's a great question. And I would guess that, and it's just really a guess, but probably somewhere, especially in the, when we're talking about those quality of life issues, we're probably talking somewhere in the 30 to 35% range. I think there's a significant number of mental health issues. And luckily, we have 2 great things. We have Shasta Regional Medical Center, who has a lockdown facility now, and we have Hill Country Medical Clinic working with HHSA to deal with those mental health issues and come out into the camps and into the community to resolve them. It's been a huge help.
Do you have access to a mental health professional to go out and say you're confronting somebody?
Yes, and that's where Hill Country comes in. So we can call Hill Country almost 24 hours a day to come out and help us with an incident. Maybe it's not an arrestable or a detainable where they're 5150 and we take somebody into detention until they can be treated. Maybe it's one of those situations that we need somebody other than law enforcement to help us, and so Hill Country will come out and help us with those scenarios.
Okay, because that was one of the things, too, is that having those people available, so we have that available then, another asset here.
We do.
That can maybe talk somebody down instead before it reaches to that. Got like 2 minutes left. We have the, as you said, the safety what is it on the September 11th?
Safety Fair.
Safety Fair.
Yep.
September 11th.
And then we'll have our regular national night out on October 1st. So the city council meeting is moved up one day early to September 30th, and we'll have national night out on October 1st. So we will be going out into the community and going to neighborhood watch groups and block parties and checking in with everybody. And so I'll be out meeting a few folks for that event on October 1st. And I also want to just, since we have a little bit of time, just congratulate or thank City Council. Last night they voted to we have community work program officers. We have 2 of them currently, Bob Brandon, and many people know about, who retired. We have his replacement. Well, we were giving another halftime spot, and then last night council made that full-time. So now we're going to have 3 Bob Brandons in the field.
You're never going to have another Bob Brandon. No offense to the other guys.
True. He's a hard act to follow, but we're going to have 3 community work program officers, and they also hired or agreed to fund an additional code enforcement officer that will work with us on these blight and code enforcement issues from camps and everything. So that's going to be – it's going to be houses on South Street like we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have a
That's going to be a significant impact because they're the ones that go down into the camps and start clearing these things out. Yes. And then when you get the call about the two houses that have people in them, that means code enforcement can go in there and you all can clear them that way. Graffiti, all of those kind of things comes under that. And you, so now we've got three people doing that.
Yeah, three people and somebody from code enforcement. So it's going to it's a group effort. We'll be able to deal with the issues, not just in the short time cleaning up the camp, but dealing with either the property owner or whatever it may be that we have to deal with to try and keep them from going back there. So it's, that's a good thing.
Captain Bill Schuler, who will be chief of, about a month from now, you will be chief. Thank you so much for being with us, and we're going to continue this as Bill has said, having somebody here every month from our police department to talk about what's going on, different segments, different groups of people in their different divisions. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck. I'll break a leg out there.
Okay.
not literally.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow, Judy Maxwell here talking about insurance and why this is important now. All that's going on with the fire insurance and the problems people are having with Trish Clark. Hey, it's good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys out there today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.